Nobody knows who they're Love supposed to stay with. Who's supposed to be Russian and
who's Russian, who's dropping back, who's covering who. But
you forget that the main rusher's guy is the quarterback.
Yeah, the two rushers' job is the center and quarterback. That's what it should be. Account for the quarterback. It's 6-on-6.
One quarterback, one center.
It's basically man on man across the board, even if you're not playing man. But no matter what, the two rushers should account for the quarterback and the center. That's it. But when they leave another guy in, they get confused. So I don't know what they were doing. I really don't.
Yeah, that's what I said. If they figured that out, they could possibly have an elite team if they figured out their defense. But those elite teams will pick that apart.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of teams that like to block too. So
yeah,
if you can't figure that out, you're going to struggle.
Yeah. All right. So I'm not trying to bash this young men because they had a good
Trauma Rufin still doing their thing, moving on to the elite.
Yeah. Applaud Trauma Rufin, man. And Barely Wash, man. Like they
Barely Wash goes to the A playoffs.
All right. Then we had the prospects versus the Panthers. I didn't see much of this game. Actually, none of this game. I didn't really hear any stats about it, because anytime I ask anybody from the Panthers anything about a game.
You mean the prospects?
No, the Panthers.
Oh.
I'm like, yo, so what happened in your game? Oh, yeah, we lost.
We lost again. We lost again.
Two seasons, not one win. Maybe they can get a win in the C playoffs.
Maybe next season.
Maybe next week. I mean, maybe this week.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They are still going on to play.
Yeah.
They're not out of the woods yet.
Yeah, it's not completely over. They could possibly win the C.
Oh,
maybe.
Yeah, that's true. They're going
maybe.
On to compete for the C.
Maybe. Prospects, I guess they...
All right, so prospects go on to the B, and then the Panthers go on to the C.
But I guess the prospects, I don't know. I mean, I guess they were just playing an inferior team.
I guess this is the upcoming games and
yeah, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. Braves versus Goonies. Owen, Cam, that's the Crawford game.
Yeah,
according to me.
That was the ass whooping for your ratting on Crawford.
So,
But you were going to get that anyway, even if you didn't. Finally, everybody showed up for once.
We had all our guys.
I mean, you had a couple missed then, but they were...
We had most of our guys.
Yes, you had all your impact players out there finally.
Most of them. And it showed, and it was, you know... The Goonies don't got a quarterback.
That
man.
Was the team that you've been hoping, trying to get on the field all season.
Yeah, for the most part. But Goonies don't have enough. They don't have a quarterback.
So you're saying,
I'm not saying – I didn't say Cam didn't play – well, he didn't play bad, but he's not a quarterback. And, you know, it is what it is. But they have some athletes.
Owen or Cam said they think you should have rushed.
For what?
He didn't need to.
For what?
He got to play coach this game.
What part of 33-0 didn't you understand, young man? What do I need to rush for?
Do you think he could stop you?
Well, okay. But, all right, let's move on. Then we had Performance Lab versus Steel City. That was my other game of the week. 13-7. I guess Steel City just didn't cash it in. I mean,
I don't
know
what happened on that game.
They had opportunities to score.
But if you guys see the little bit of footage that we had, you know, Performance Lab was very happy. And make sure to run over and tell us that, I'm not even sure what we said. Sometimes, you know,
I don't know.
We say stuff and then we don't remember what we said.
I guess you said, I think their gripe was that,
I did say they still said he had more athletes than them.
You said they had more athletes, and I guess I agree with you because I thought they did.
And
they had those two younger guys were beasts on Steel City.
Yeah.
But they only get seven to be the number one team. The number one, basically the number one scoring team the whole season.
Yeah.
And
number one offense,
score 7 points in your first playoff game.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. So applaud him. The Performance Lab has gone to the Elite.
Yeah.
Playing in the A, Steel City was going to be a tough team to beat.
Just like Performance Lab was a tough. They were the number one seed last year.
And they won.
They end up in the A.
Yeah, and they won it, though.
They won it, but that was tough for anybody in the A to compete with the number one seed in the whole entire league.
Yeah.
You know? So.
It's going to be tough for anybody who has to compete against them.
Against Steel City, yeah. Hopefully they can score more than 10. Hey, cue that Charlie Murphy.
This Jose.
Hit that Charlie Murphy. Maybe, hopefully they can score more than 7 points. All right, now, this
the most disappointing game of the week.
I wouldn't say disappointing.
It is.
I wouldn't say disappointing. I would say the biggest upset of the week.
I wouldn't even call it an upset because...
That's an upset.
Now they're like the back-to-back-to-back three-time
seed
champ.
Possibly.
That's if they don't lose this week.
Yeah, they're going for the dynasty now.
Like,
I didn't think there was no way that... For the win, we'll lose that game.
How? How do you start off so good and just fall and fall and fall and keep on falling but never recover from that fall?
I don't know.
I mean, I get it. It's tough when your team is losing and you're constantly losing and you feel defeated out there. So all it takes is one win to turn your team around. So I don't know if they're, like, stuck in that mentality.
But to lose to the winless Bulldogs in the first round.
You gave them their first win of the season.
I'm not saying the Bulldogs, because the Bulldogs play hard.
They do. They got some athletes out there.
They have athletes. They do.
But it went to four overtime.
Four overtime. They got, I've been saving this. They've been Austin 4-OT. Applaud me.
They got shut down.
Austin 4-OT. Austin.
The rise and fall, four to win.
Austin, 4-OT.
But four to win would have to win something for them to rise and fall.
I mean.
Besides the C. I mean, I really thought they had a chance. They had a chance for the A.
If this wasn't the best opportunity for them to make it to the B.
And then you swore, you're like, no way. They're not going for the C again. I'm like, they might. And you're like, there's no way. They're going to beat the Bulldogs. They're finally going to compete for a B. Nope.
I was wrong.
It's not this year. Will not be this
year. Hit that
season.
Charlie Murphy laugh, please. They deserve it. They deserve it. They deserve it. They deserve every. Give them the whole thing.
Come on, Glenn.
Good. I mean,
come on,
Portland.
You were the most disappointing team last season too, because we're like they creeped up out of nowhere.
Well, they dropped like a bat out of hell.
They did this year too.
They were
like number five
with
last
2 weeks,
year.
With 2 weeks left, in the, 2 or 3 weeks left in the season, all they had to do was win one game. No, there was 3 games left. They had to win one game. One game.
So it's a bad week for Steel City, but we'll be back.
Man, yo, seven, you guys were the number, well, you guys ended up falling to number two, but you guys were the highest scoring. Steel City was the highest scoring offense the whole year.
But by like 50 points, though. 50,
a lot. They
points.
Put up
like,
a lot of points.
They outscored everybody.
And then to only score 7 points in a playoff game and a team that you guys were ranked higher than. You lost two on on some shenanigans at the end. I wouldn't say they beat you last time, but it was a close game. But you also scored more than 7 points.
Are they rivals now? You think they're rivals?
Definitely rivals.
Yeah.
Definitely rivals. Definitely rivals. And
the football
I don't even know what to say. Except for a shout out to Performance Lab. This is like,
yeah.
That I mean, great win for them. They finally made it to the Elite playoffs.
I mean, where they should have been last year.
Where they should have been last
year,
but they made it this season.
The football gods got them up there this season.
I'll say this. I'm disappointed in Steel City's offense.
Jose said it's going to be barely washed for Steel City for the A championship. Oh, you're counting out the sloths. I don't know about
that. Yeah, bro. For real. Hold up. We didn't even get to the sloth yet.
You're writing down the sloth.
All right. So Austin, shout out. Applaud Austin, please. Shout out to Austin and the Bulldogs, man.
The Bulldogs are now going for the B, which is good. They're a new team. They're competing for the B.
Yeah, but good for them. I mean,
Without having to win all season and you're going for the
and you make
second
it to
best.
The B? I mean, good for them.
Yeah, third best.
Now, let's get to this Rock Bottom versus Rock Bottom beat the Sloth 33-27.
Yeah, we got
to
applaud the Sloth for
let's
that.
Applaud the Sloth.
That was nice. Brandon, I didn't believe you when you said that you guys were coming out to play. I really did not believe that you guys were going to
hang in there with them.
Yeah. No, you guys really did.
They did everything but win the game. All right. When I came up, I think it was like Rock Bottom just took – it was tied. And then Rock Bottom scored twice. So Rock Bottom had a lead, a two-score lead. Then Christian had the ball. They got it. They got it like a little bit past midfield. And then he like threw up his Hail Mary on fourth down. And I don't know the tall kid from the Sloth's name, but he caught it. Like I swear to God. It looked like from where I was standing, it looked like a touchdown.
Really?
But
they didn't give it to him?
Nah, they said he was out. He didn't make it. They said he was like a half a yard out, something like that. So Rock Bottom gets the ball back, and then they try to go to the kid down the sideline, the white kid with the bald head that looks like kind of Lex Luthor.
I know you talk about,
Yeah. He's kind of a rusher, but he plays receiver at times. He's streaking down the sideline, and then Joe from the slot, applaud him. It was a beautiful interception. Joe. Great head, Joe.
Yeah.
Picked
that
it
old
off.
Patriots Joe.
Yeah, old Patriots Joe. Ends up picking off the ball, and then the Sloth went down and scored, and then they went for their onside kick, and they didn't get it. But
came down to a tie stopped the onside kick, and that was the end of the game.
But if just 1 yard, I'm not saying the interception would have happened if they would have scored when they threw that Hail Mary.
But anything could happen,
The Sloth played hard. They played good.
And they
Rock
won
Bottom
it.
Pulled it out. I mean, it is what it is. It
would have been nice to see the Sloth send Rock Bottom to the A. But
that would have been crazy.
It would not.
That would have been crazy.
It was not this week.
It would have been crazy, but all right.
That would have been awesome to see. I feel like this Sloth is like the underdogs out there.
Yeah, they were definitely
I feel like
underdogs.
Everybody's looking at them like, oh, they ain't going to win. They ain't shit. They're not winning.
Like almost people don't think they should be up there.
Yeah, yeah.
But they deserve
like,
to be up
Jose's
there.
Like, well, Jose's already counting them out.
Yeah,
like,
Jose is definitely already counting them out. Jose's already counting them out.
So this guy said from Steel City, we got to the goal line 3 times and turned the ball over every time for Steel City.
Wow.
And Jose said, it's going to be a fight this Sunday with the Sloth because Barely Washed is playing the Sloth this week.
Jose, this is for you, bro.
He said, Salt and Pepper Head Joe.
Yeah. Gray Head Joe. Good guy, man.
He's
good
still
guy.
Got some moves on him.
He's still fast as hell. And, yeah, it was an awesome pick. Awesome pick.
Watch out because the Sloth won it and they're fighting hard.
But they're going to block too, dog. Don't get yourself all tripped up and confused with it, man.
Yeah, you guys have – maybe y'all need to practice that rushing and blocking too. And who the secondary is supposed to cover because your secondary gets lost too. Because
we're going to play later on. We're going to play a play with, on Trauma Roofing scored on, and the guy was wide open. And it's a blown coverage, but, I mean
– Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It was but the game's on the line.
Yes.
There's 2 minutes left or whatever. You can't have blown coverages like that. But the reason the coverage was blown is because they kept two guys in.
And they didn't know what
to do. And they got fucking confused.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys aren't accounting for the quarterback as one somebody's man.
I don't know. Oh, shit. Jose, I'll call you later. I ain't going to even say it out on here. But anyway, we had Camden and Usual Suspects 29-7. I thought Usual Suspects played tough. There was plays out there to be made that they didn't make.
Jose said we talked about it already.
All right. We'll talk about it again. But I don't know. I mean, the usual suspects. That was weird.
They're struggling.
It was a weird game.
Yeah, we already knew that was gonna. That Camden was gonna win that. No diss to the usual suspects, but they didn't stand a chance in that game. I'm sorry, but they did it. Not without Scottie quarterback.
They fought hard. I'm not gonna say they didn't stand a chance. They made a decent game of it.
I'm saying they didn't stand a chance to win that game without Scottie as quarterback.
They made a decent game.
They need money as a receiver.
They do. But they definitely made a decent game of it. Owen swears that he shouldn't have caught this. He said it was he shouldn't have caught the ball. But everybody that was seeing the thing thought he should have caught the ball.
Yeah.
So, come on, Owen.
So you're saying the game was closer than the score showed.
I would say so. Yeah. No. But you know, Camden. Camden's quarterback didn't play great.
No.
Nah.
Bobby struggled out there, Bobbo.
I wouldn't say struggled, but he just didn't play.
But, I mean, he comes from playing in another game already, too. So.
Yeah, whatever. If you're there to play, you're playing.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
Everybody has bad weeks.
But I wouldn't even call it a bad week. He just didn't dominate like he normally does. So let's get into round two.
So this week at 8:45, Camden versus Performance Lab, Steel City versus the Usual Suspects, Prospects versus the Braves. 10 o'clock, Trauma Roofing versus Rock Bottom, Sloths versus Barely Washed, Goonies versus the Panthers. 11:15, we got the Ravagers versus the Bulldogs, and For the Win has a bye. Oh, wait a minute. You see what I'm saying? Camden is playing at 8:45 this week, not 11:15.
Oh, shit. Really? So, how bizarre.
Oh, you know what? Because his other league is done. What, didn't you say that Bobby just played in a championship or whatever? Philly League?
No, they just beat the Silverback.
And they're
playing in the championship this week. So
you better hope they have Bobby.
I guess his championship game is later.
So he wants to get this one out
come to
early.
This one first and then go to his normal Northeast touch football.
You better hope Bobby's out there for this game. Otherwise, Camden's going home.
I don't know.
Bye-bye. No,
maybe.
No championship for you.
And I don't think Bam can play. They're not. All right, put it like this. If Bobby has to play.
Bobby has to play. Against Performance Lab, he has to play.
If Butch is the quarterback for Camden.
Or Cheek or Betty.
Or anybody else other than Bobby, because Bam can't play.
They're going home.
Performance Lab's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I'm not so sure Performance Lab can't really give Camden a good enough fight to win.
Oh, they can. Didn't they just play them?
Yeah, they played them a couple weeks ago. And I remember hearing when they were it would get a little chippy because Camden was whooping their ass.
Oh, yeah, 27-6. Yeah, week 9.
Camden was whooping their ass, and I remember somebody from Performance Lab like, oh, we'll see you again.
Yeah.
So when people say stuff like that, that sticks in, you know.
And
we'll see you again.
I'm sorry, but playing the same team twice in the same season, it's hard to beat them twice.
It is. It
rarely happens, truthfully. Truth be told, it rarely happens.
But I don't know if Grosso's playing quarterback. Do we have a quarterback controversy on Performance Lab?
I don't know. You think that the other kid is better than Grosso.
Because he had such a good season last year.
But that's why Grosso came out to show you, like, whoosh. I still got it. You with one arm.
But Grasso's just all he does is win.
Said Camden's got it. We'll see.
I'm not saying Camden don't got it. But what I'm saying is
Camden, that performance
that was what,
can give
that
him
was
a
what,
run for their money.
I think that was the last game. I believe that was with Mike. I believe that's his name. If Grasso plays.
Uh-huh. But
then they win.
You also got to remember that Grosso trained Mike.
Well, he was coaching. I would say he was coaching him up and helping
him.
He was helping him and definitely was.
Giving him plays and stuff. Like, that's, yeah.
But I've never seen a guy come into the league
and
for
be
the
number
first year
one.
And just dominate like he did.
But that was
they were the number one seed.
And
he dominated.
Because that was
put
due to the help
points.
Of Grosso. That
yeah,
was
definitely.
Grosso's mentor.
But can Grosso do it?
I'm not saying he ain't got nothing on his throat.
But he's smart, he's strategic, and he knows what he's doing. So it will be interesting to see Grosso.
You know what?
It will be interesting to see Grosso playing.
Mike's a little more mobile than Grosso.
A little bit more?
Yeah.
Come on. A lot bit more.
Yeah.
But
Mike's
Grosso's
more mobile.
Durazo's got
it. He can scramble around a lot more.
Durazo's got it upstairs.
Which you're going to need for Cam then, because you got Craig on your ass.
That's the only way to possibly beat them. So I don't know. If Durazo plays,
Do you think Camden takes their first L in the playoffs?
It can happen.
And
it can happen.
If the football gods.
Performance Lab is no team to play around with. They have athletes everywhere. But I thought Steel City had more athletes. And then again, I'm going to say it again. I think Camden has more athletes than Performance Lab.
Greg said, where the hell did you get that prospect's hoodie from?
I ordered it off of slim.com.
Oh, you want one? Just let us know.
Yeah, let me know.
This is a homemade prospect hoodie.
It says Baxter on the back.
See that? Homemade. This is just for you guys for this week. I'm going to wear it out there with braids on top of it.
I guess he never watched the show. Like, where'd you get that from? I got everybody's team.
Good, tuning in. You're going to wear this out there with your Braves jersey on top of it.
Mm-hmm. So,
I don't know.
So,
I guess Owen said, I don't think so. You don't think that Cam is going to lose.
I'm not saying Cam is going to lose, but I'm just saying Performance Lab is no
they
team
might.
To fuck around
but,
and play around with.
Just, I mean, Camden has a good team, but.
Camden has a great team.
Yes.
Even though Jay Cage and Ike and them was trying to tease me like, you're on their team now. Come on. Because
you're saying they're unbeatable.
Like, where's your jersey? I'm not saying they're not. I'm not saying that they can't be beat. But I just don't think Rock Bottom can beat them. I think Performance Lab can beat them more than fucking.
You think Performance Lab has a better shot?
I think Performance Lab has a better shot to beat them than Rock Bottom.
I might have to take that off you. Like, it's you try, buddy.
Okay, so let's move on.
But that would be awesome if they did. Performance Lab sends Camden home. That would be awesome.
Maybe Camden might. I haven't seen Camden at 8:45 in years.
Yes, not this
season. When's the last time we seen Camden at 8:45?
Last season.
Maybe some of these guys won't show up.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They might not have a full roster.
Anything can happen.
I better not see Tim out there because I haven't seen him all season.
I don't think Tim plays on the team anymore.
I don't know. He pops up every now and then.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen him in a while.
Then we got Steel City versus the Usual Suspects. So we got the Val and Money. Well, Money versus.
Money versus old team?
Money versus old team. Now, it didn't work when they played before. I believe Steel City blew him out. And
I think that's
with Scott.
Yeah, I think that was the game that. Since Scott Packett.
I think
that's the game that sent Scott the bingo.
42-7. This is the game that Scott threw in the towel.
42, week 9, 42-7. I think, and that was with Scott.
And I really thought they were going to give him a better run.
Yeah, I think that's the game that sent Scott the bingo. So
you think Steel City is going to send the Usual Suspects home? You think they're going to end their season and send them off packing? So let's make our picks. Who you got? You got Camden or Performance Lab?
Oh, man. I got Camden by 7. Who you got?
I'm going to say Camden by 10. All right. Steel City or the Usual Suspects?
Give me Steel City by... I don't know what the fuck happened to Steel City, man.
I mean, I don't know. I don't really watch them a lot, but I know when they played you, they looked really good. But you
We had four guys. We had seven guys.
It was a meaningless game for you guys.
A meaningless game for them, too. But, you know, I don't know what happens. I don't understand what happens to them because they were the number – what happened to the high-powered offense?
Well
– 7 points in the first – In the game that matters, not a meaningless game, beating up on the Braves.
I mean, everybody has a bad week.
I'm talking about what happened? What happened? You were averaging 40 points a game.
Yeah, he had a bad week. It happens. I mean, that it just sucked that it just so happened to be this past week that you had a bad week. But because I really think Steel City had a shot to win the Elite if they made it up there.
I thought they were the only besides. Possibly Performance Lab.
To compete with Camden?
They could possibly be Camden. Maybe. Maybe.
Owen said, our defense can only do so much without numbers from the offense. We need to move the ball.
Oh, so it's the offense fault, Owen? Huh?
Clearly, they're not putting up any points.
Give me Steel City. Give me Steel City by.
And then Greg said they didn't have Matt's son. The kid's a stud. Oh, I didn't even know Matt's son played on his team.
Oh, so Matt's son didn't make the first playoff game?
Right. The
the
qualifying
game,
round.
The qualifying round. The playoff.
The most important
playoff. The most important game of the season. He didn't make it. I mean, come on.
Steel City QB's son. Sucks to see he wasn't there.
All right, but they still had other guys on the field, man.
They have athletes on their team. Like, they, I was shocked when they played.
I see some drop passes, too. Oh, shit.
From the footage you got, there was a lot of drop. In the little bit of footage you got, there was a lot of drop passes.
Quite a few drops.
So it wasn't just the quarterback had a bad game.
It basically seems like Steel City was struggling in the red zone.
Dude
basically
said, we were missing guys, still no excuse. He said they made it to the red zone 3 times and didn't score.
I mean, it 7 points. 7 points? And it's not like Performance Labs defense is all that. It's better from this season than it was last year, but it ain't like, where were they ranked on defense? Performance
Labs. Their Performance Labs?
Yeah.
By the end of the season, they were 4.
Number 4.
Steel City was 6.
The number 2 offense.
But they were off by 10 points.
The number two offense going up against the number 4 ranked defense.
And Steel City was number 1 until Rock Bottom just played them double headers and put up 40
And they only won that
shit
by 4 or 5 points.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they're not ahead by much.
Yeah, 6 points. So.
But look at that. Like,
watch Lala.
Steel City's ahead. Rock Bottom and Steel City are ahead of everybody else by almost 100 points.
That's nuts. What happened to that high-powered Steel City offense? 7 points is just, I don't know. Sorry, I'm not dissing. I'm just saying.
Owen wants to know which one is Matt's son. Which one is Matt's son? Because they're playing this week. I guess he's doing his homework.
I don't know.
He's doing his leg work. I don't know. I didn't even know Matt's son played on the team.
I don't know. I don't know. Sorry, Owen. All right, so who you got?
I got Steel City.
By how much?
I think they're going to have a bounce back. I don't think they're going to let usual suspects send them home.
Me either.
So I'm going to say Steel City by 14.
I'm going to say Steel City by 17.
Prospects versus the Braves. We won't pick that one. Trauma Roofing versus Rock Bottom.
Now this could be the dark horse.
Dun, dun, dun. Can Trauma Roofing send Rock Bottom packing? Can we do it? They're ranked higher than them.
Yo, number 2 seed versus the number 3 seed.
Can Trauma Roofing do? Does the Marty Squad have what it takes to send Rock Bottom packing?
Can the Marty Clones put an end to this Rock Bottom championship for the last 12 seasons?
We hate on Rock Bottom, yes, but that's what happens when you win, you know. If you win this year, we're going to hate on you again. If Camden wins, we're going to hate on Camden. That just comes with the territory. Whoever wins, we're going to hate on them.
Can Trauma Roofing and the Marty Clones?
Said Rock Bottom got the dub. I don't know about that. Trauma Roofing, I feel like it might be a little underrated. But aside from Performance Lab, this is going to be their first real actual test. Against
Trauma Roofing?
Yeah. Against a tough team.
But they seem to adjust.
But like you said, Trauma Roofing has them running plays.
They block. They throw bubble screens and block. Make sure the fucking dude ain't out there.
Come on, who's
that? I don't fucking know. I wouldn't call it running the ball. I would call it like blocking on short passes. But that's what Rock Bottom does that shit too.
What?
Bubble screens and fucking blocking.
It's easier to score on Rock Bottom than
it's to stop them. Yeah, it's easier to score on Rock Bottom than it is to stop them. I'm gonna say this. Oh shit! Hold on. Let's applaud fucking Tom Rufin's quarterback. I finally found out his name. He came up to me, told me his name. His name is Anthony. Let's salute that young man. Because
he definitely deserves some recognition. I mean,
I've never seen him before. But for a young man to come into the league
and make it
become
the
number 2 seed, lose one game, and win a win an elite playoff game against
a tough team.
A tough team?
Yeah.
Shout out to them, man.
They're competing in the elite, going for the elite championship. I mean, yes, we
got a chance.
We trashed them on their schedule and stuff, but they can only play.
They just keep proving the fact that their schedule doesn't matter.
They didn't make the schedule.
They keep winning. They didn't make the schedule. You can only play who's in
who's
the
on
past
schedule,
or who's
yeah.
on your schedule. They keep winning.
But
they keep winning.
Do they have what it takes to beat Rock Bottom?
They almost went undefeated.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if they sent Rock Bottom home?
Nah.
I was hoping
the Sloth. You said the same thing.
It.
You said that against the Sloth.
Oh, my God. The Sloth were close.
I don't want everybody thinking that I'm fucking hating on Rock Bottom.
No.
Like,
oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I hope they lose. I'm not doing that.
No, I am hating on Rock Bottom.
All right, she's in.
I am hating on them.
All right.
This year's Camden. This year's Rock Bottom. I am hating on them.
All right.
No,
I mean,
no.
I'm not hating on them.
But I would not, no disrespect to Rock Bottom or nothing, but I would love to see Trauma Roofing take that.
I'm not going to say it's going to be. I don't even know what to say.
Because, I mean...
Trauma Roofing comes and shows up.
Yes. I mean, I would like to see somebody other than Camden and Rock Bottom.
Camden and
Rock Bottom. It would be nice to see Trauma Roofing and Performance Lab competing for the Elite.
What if it was Trauma Roofing
somebody
and Performance
different.
Lab? What if it was Performance Lab and Trauma Roofing in the championship?
It could happen. The football guys, only the football guys know.
I don't know. I don't even want to say one of those scenarios is going to happen because...
I mean, it could... Look, it's like you said last week, somebody's going home that's not supposed to go home this
yeah.
week.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody's going to go home that's not supposed to go home. I said it last week, and it happened. Courtesy to the Bulldogs and Austin 4OTs. Austin 4OTs says, I just whooped your ass
and again,
for the win.
Somebody's going home this week that's not supposed to go home.
All right, so who are you picking?
I mean, I want Trauma Roofing. I would like to see Trauma Roofing win, but I'm going to pick
Who
Rock Bottom.
You pick it.
I'm going to pick Rock Bottom, but
by
I'm only
what?
Going to pick Rock Bottom by 5. Who you got?
See, God. I don't want this fucking... I don't know.
That's not shitting on Trauma Roofing. It just
they're the higher seed.
They
number
are.
2 versus
they
3.
Are.
Maybe let's just put some respect on these young men's name, man.
And you got to pick the Marty Cone?
I'm going to say Trauma Roofing by 2.
Okay. The upset of the week?
Yeah.
Or is the
it shouldn't be an upset. They're the higher seed.
Or is the upset going to be the Sloths and Barely Washed packing?
That wouldn't be an upset. They're the higher seed.
I mean, a lot of people think that Barely Washed should win that game.
They already lost to the Sloth.
Did they?
Yeah, in overtime.
I think the Sloth got it.
I think it was like 19-20.
I feel like the Sloths are the underdogs, but I would like to see them win the 8 championships.
I think that's going to be a fight. I think it's going to be a fight.
It's definitely gone to.
Ooh, I can't wait to watch that fucking game.
Sloth block 2. Yeah, it's definitely.
I'm going to go live. Come on, what do you
I'm
want?
I'm picking the Sloth. I'm going to pick the Sloth.
What do you want?
By 3.
Sloth by 3?
Mm-hmm.
I hope they figure this out. I hope they figure it out. I'm going Barely Washed. I'm going Barely Washed. Oh. Give me Barely Washed by 3.
All right, then we got the Goonies versus the Panthers. Will the Panthers get their first win in 2 years? I don't think it'll be this week. I'm picking the Goonies. Sorry, Ralph and Kyrie.
Last time I picked the fucking Panthers to beat the Goonies, they lost.
I know. The Goonies at least have a couple wins under their belt this season.
Yeah, I think the Goonies are a better team than.
I don't know what's going on with the Sloth. The Sloth had good players on their team.
Not the Sloth, the Panthers.
Or the Panthers. Panthers got a bunch of veterans on their team. I don't know. I can't say because they got Ralph back this year, but they had a different quarterback last year, and they still couldn't win. So,
yeah. I don't know.
I don't know if it's quarterback play. And they
but
got
can
athletes.
Cam, can Cam, get that Charlie Murphy laugh, please. Get that Charlie Murphy. That's for you, Cam. I don't know. Can Cam lead his team to a C championship game?
But like you said, they already beat the Panthers.
I think I'm gonna go Goonies, man. I want the
Panthers
to
Panthers...
win. I want my heart wants the Panthers to win.
Yes.
But every time I pick them, I look like a fool.
Yeah.
Because they just can't.
They
I don't know what
me
happened.
Down.
To them.
They keep letting me down, man. I picked them a couple times. Like
they got the better player. They got the best player on the field.
I picked them to beat the Bulldogs. I picked them to beat the Goonies.
And they lost.
And they lost.
And they lost. How do you lose to the Bulldogs and the fucking and the Goonies?
So I don't think it's gonna be this time. But then again, like you said, the Panthers have already played the Goonies.
No, God, Harry, go ahead, keep going.
The Panthers have already. I did. It's over there. The Panthers have already played the Goonies once this season and beat them. So it's going to be tough for them to beat them again. It's going to be tough for them to beat them a second time. But I am going to pick the Goonies. Until the Panthers win a game, I can't pick them. And I don't think this week is going to be the week that they're going to win. I hope it is, but I don't think it is.
Give me the Goonies by – give me the Goonies by 3.
Yeah, the Goonies by 2. Then we got the Ravagers versus the Bulldogs.
Shout out to Austin.
Can Austin 4 OTs?
4 OTs!
Take
Austin
out the Ravagers.
4 OTs! Austin!
Austin 4 OTs, and I don't know his name is, the Spanish boy that wears the no sleeves.
Yeah, it looks like Tony Gonzalez and shit. Got hands like him, too.
Oh, he's pretty good. Can they send the Ravagers packing?
I don't think. I think the Ravagers
think
have
so.
Too much.
Yeah,
I think the Ravagers have too much.
I pick the Ravagers.
I think the Ravagers have too much. So I'm going Ravagers by 7.
Well, I'm going to say Ravagers by 10. And then 4 to win has a bye. They're going right to the C championship.
Here, let's put our backs to back.
We need
back to back.
We need one more.
Back to back. Champions!
Yeah, they win this
back in the state championship again.
If they win this one again, they should put Dynasty on their
The Dynasty!
The C Dynasty.
The C Dynasty! 3-peat!
The only
back
one,
to back to back!
The only other team that did that was Camden, and that was for the Elite.
That I saw. But I've never seen a team win three championships back to back to back.
Especially when they started out so good, man. It's just they might be one of the most disappointing
teams. They've been practicing since June.
Yeah. They might be one of the most disappointing teams to me. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
It's like, once they lose one game, they fall apart and
back
they don't
back
recover.
Back to back. 3 times. Okay. So what else we got? Let's
you
do our...
about your list?
What?
Your... Who you want? You want to go off the rankings?
Oh, shit. Let me see. Who do I got on here? Let me think. Cause I'm
all right. So we ended the regular season offensive and defensive rankings, but now we started the playoff rankings.
Yeah.
So for right now, week one offensive rankings, number one is Braze with 33.
Yeah, boy. 12. Hit him with the Razor Ramon. Yeah.
They're actually tied with Rock Bottom, who's 33, but of course I put Braves first, Rock Bottom 2. All
right.
Prospects are 3 with 31.
Okay.
Camden is 4 with 29. Sloth is 5 with 27. Trauma Roofing is 6 with 26. Barely Washed is 7 with 20. Bulldogs is 8 with 14. Performance Lab is 9 with 13. Panthers is 10 with 12. For the Win is 11 with 8. Steel City is 12 with 7. Usual Suspects is 13 with 7. Goonies is 14 with 7. And Ravagers is last place with 0 because
they
didn't
had a
play.
Bye. They had a bye. So, okay. All right, let's go to that defensive rankings for the playoffs.
Defense, number one is Braves.
Uh-huh.
0.
Hit it with that bubble. bad guy.
As of Camden and Performs Lab are tied with 7. So I put Camden 2, Performs Lab 3, 7. The Bulldogs is 4 with 8. Prospects is 5 with 12. Steel City is 6 with 13. For the Win is 7 with 14. Trauma Roofing is 8 with 20. Fairly Washed is 9 with 26. Rock Bottom is 10 with 27. Usual Suspects is 11 with 29. Panthers 12 with 31. Sloth is 13 with 33. Goonies 14 with 33. And Ravagers last place 0 because they didn't play. So
okay. All right. They had
that
a bye.
Is the ranking starting the playoffs, going into the playoffs round 2.
Okay. So, all right. Now, there was another thing that I saw. Like, I was doing my own. I want to do my own. So let's just pull up what they had, and then I'll tell you who I got.
We'll pull up Eric's MVP list. And then
defensive player and his offensive. I guess that's most improved. I guess that's what he has.
Yeah, well, yeah. He has the league MVP, most improved player, and defensive player.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
So, I mean, because he has people on his list. Jose said to call him later.
Yeah, I definitely will, bro. I definitely will.
He has people on his list as MVP that we don't think we wouldn't have put on our list as MVP. He has people that should be on the list that aren't. So
to me.
Yeah.
To me, my opinion. My opinion only.
All right, so your MVPs would be.
No, give them theirs. Give them theirs.
Okay, so Eric says for league MVP, Craig Ferg, the rusher from Camden, Julian, the wide receiver from Performance Lab, Matt McGowan, senior, the quarterback from Steel City, Sean Oates, the wide receiver from Barely Washed, and Tyree Foster, the quarterback from Rock Bottom. That's Eric's MVP list. And winning that list so far is Craig.
All right, yeah, which is proper.
Yeah.
All right, now let's go. Keep going.
All right, then he has most improved player. Anthony Grasso Jr., which how is he most improved when he's already a good player to begin
with?
Yeah,
he's a fucking beast.
Yes, so he can't be most improved.
Oh, wait. Hey, wait, I think.
Is there two Grassos?
I think that's the center. I think that's the center, not the receiver.
Nick.
Yeah, not Nick. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know there was two Grassos.
So that could
aside
be.
Aside from dad and son.
Yeah, there's three of them. So I think that's the center.
Okay, it does say center rusher. All right, I don't know.
All right,
I can
respect that.
Then
I can respect
got,
that.
Alex, the quarterback from Barely Washed, he definitely deserves to be on there.
Yes.
John Rivera, the center and rusher from For the Win.
Okay.
Javon, the wide receiver from the Braves.
Hit the Charlie Murphy line. Hit it right now. Right now. Right now. No.
I think there's better picks.
Yeah.
And then Quill, whoever that is, the wide receiver and cornerback from the Goonies.
All
right. Defensive player of the year. So far winning this is Alec, I believe.
If I had to give it to anybody off it, on his list, I would say Alec.
Yeah.
I would go Craig, then I would go Alec.
Now, defensive player of the year, he has D-Mac from the Prospects, Lear from Rock Bottom, Turk from Camden, Valdez from the Usual Suspects, Vinny S., the rusher from Trauma Roofing. Right now, winning this is Lear from Rock Bottom.
Okay. I don't fucking know about that. If I had to pick
off of his list,
yeah,
I put Lear. Because I don't. I mean, he's a good player. Yes.
Yeah, he is. I would agree with that.
Out of the names on this list,
yeah, I would say
he
Lear.
Deserves it.
I would say Lear.
But is he the defensive player of the year? I don't know. I think there could be other picks.
I mean, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I fuck with it. The only one I was laughing at was Javon. Like, yo, have you seen Javon this season? Javon brings energy, yes, but Javon drops too many passes.
Yes.
All right, now, what do we got? Just defense and offense?
You got MVP, offense, and defense.
Wait, where's my defense?
Right here. Okay.
Yeah, it's just two. Fuck it. Yeah,
three.
For real. And, oh, shit. Yeah, okay, yeah. All right, maybe
got
we should get these guys' names.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we will, but somebody else says
name. Tell us the name. All right, go ahead, do it.
So, you, for your MVP, you got Craig from Camden.
Uh-huh.
Tyree from Rock Bottom.
Uh-huh.
Anthony, the quarterback from the Ball Hawks.
Let's applaud that young man. Let's applaud him. He is not on anybody's list, and he deserves it. He went 9-1. Okay.
Definitely should be on the list.
Definitely should be.
He's the second. They're the second ranked team in the league.
Second. He reminds me of the kid what Mike did from Performance Lab last season.
Yeah.
Stepping into this league and winning games.
Yeah.
He don't have a Garasso whisper in his helmet
right.
Every play.
He don't have
like Mike did. This guy's out there doing it with the Marty clones, and they're out there winning fucking games.
Yeah.
The boy deserves respect. Put some respect on his name.
Anthony definitely should be in the MVP talks column.
Yes, definitely should be.
Then you got Matt from Steel City.
Yeah, Matt. All Matt did was fucking
put up 50 points a game.
Every fucking body in the league.
Yeah.
How is he not on the MVP conversation?
He is in it. He is. That's Matt McGowan. Yeah, he is.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool.
And then you got, we don't know his name because this is his first time being in the league. The dude with the dreads from Camden that came with Bobby.
Yeah. The kid with the stallion.
Yeah.
The stallion.
Now, all he does is make plays out there.
All he does. He pops off the field every time you see him on offense, defense, and special teams. All he does is let his presence be known on the field. I think he has been a bigger pickup than
Bobby. Yeah. He's been a more impact player.
He's been a more impact player to
I only didn't see him at one game, and that was the very last game of the season. But I've seen him at every other game. Even games that Bobby wasn't here, he was still here.
I don't even know what...
somebody please tell
the
us
kid
his
with
name.
The dreads,
I know
the
Chief told
dreads.
Us his name before.
He kind of looks like Dougie...
Chief told us his name before, I forget.
I was about to say Dougie Fresh, but...
anybody who knows his name...
Remember the guy from Class Act?
Yeah.
He was trying to be cool with Kid and Play.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, blah, 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 blah,
he does
blah.
Kind of look like
he
him.
He looks like him.
Yeah. He definitely does look like him.
Yeah, him. I don't think it's Dougie Fresh. It's Dougie Doug or something. Dougie Doug or something like that. Well, that's who he looks like and shit. Like, yeah, I would try to be down with y'all. He always had the lollipop in his mouth. You know? All right.
So offense, your offensive player, you got Andrew from Barely Washed. He's not on anybody's list.
Applaud that young man. Applaud that young man. I think he's the best receiver on the
team.
You
think he should be
I love
no
Sean.
No diss, but I think he deserves it more than Sean.
I love Sean, but I think he's...
I think Sean deserved it last year. I think Sean was MVP last year, but from the games that I've watched, I've seen Andrew make way more plays than Sean.
All he does is pop off the field. All right, go. Keep going. Yo.
Then you got Nick Grosso.
Yo, what's up? I'm going
Cheek from Camden. Nook from Camden.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, the dude with the dress from Camden. And Christian from the Sloth. Christian is not on anybody's list either. Like, he could be under the most improved player or defense. Here's the Marty clone. We got a Marty clone.
Oh,
here.
Shit. There he goes. Yo, Marty, what's up?
It's the Marty clone.
What's going on, Bob?
What's up?
Same shit. Congratulations on that huge win for you guys this week, man.
That was a tough game.
Yeah,
this
definitely was. Definitely was. I know your name's not Marty. Can you tell everybody your name? And with the Marty clones, everybody that, you know, everybody thinks you guys are Marty.
No, we made everybody think you guys are Marty.
No, we go by the Martys, man. That's where we're going.
Yeah. You guys are the Martys. Like, you're Marty. No, you're Marty. No, wait, you're Marty.
I thought he was Marty.
I thought you, I didn't think that. I saw the, like, the preseason receiver list, and I knew Marty played center for us, and I was like, I don't know, man. Marty might not be who they think he is.
No.
I guess it was you. I guess it was you. Like,
one of them were like Marty and the other guy.
Yeah, it was funny. That was a crazy week.
Yeah.
I saw some other ones were close, so that was cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Playoffs are weird, man.
Yeah.
Weird things happen.
What do you think about your quarterback, man?
He's having a great year.
Has he played in this league before, or is he brand new to this league?
We didn't have a team until 4 days before the season started.
I knew the Ball Hawks weren't coming back, but
yeah, we had about four dudes that, like, the staple players, and we were talking to a couple different teams. We were talking about maybe merging or doing something like that, and then 4 days before it all came together, I hit Bill up, and he let us get back in. So we didn't know anything about him, and he came in and started throwing touchdowns.
Oh,
and even the first week was like a tough game for Fairleigh Wash. So even after week one.
Where'd you get him from? Where's he from?
He played with some of the players that we brought on in the Playmore League, Flag League.
Oh, okay, okay. I know a lot of people are in that Playmore League.
Yeah, he came with some of the add-ons. He's been dropping dimes ever since, man.
He definitely has.
His touchdown interception ratio is crazy too. A healing and throw picks.
I think he should be in the MVP conversation. What say you?
I don't know how you can't.
Yeah,
exactly.
Great record. Offense, I think, is up there. Probably
offense is up there.
Five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
man.
People's gripe with you guys is the fact that you guys haven't played
your schedule.
A lot of elite teams, but when you run into these top tier teams, you win. You just win.
Yeah. There's been a lot of like. All right, I'm at work. I'm like, these people are like hitting me up. I think NJ Lab is probably not getting the respect they deserve because they took a couple close losses, but they're like a really good team.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Fairleigh Wash is a really, really good team. And then we have a bunch of like middle of the road. We didn't have a lot of like easy wins in our schedule, but like we didn't play obviously the Steel Cities, the Rock Bottoms, the Camden. So
how do you feel about your matchup against Rock Bottom? Do you guys have what it takes to send them packing?
I mean, we're all excited to play, and I ain't going to say like, oh, we think we're going to roll them or anything, but like, we definitely want to play, and our team's good. So
yeah, you guys are good. You guys,
it's time to give it a try.
If Rock Bottom sleeps on y'all, they definitely could. I would love to see you guys go to the Elite Championship.
Yeah, just so you know, I've played seasons worth of games against Rock Bottom and Camden. Just for everyone who has a problem with our schedule this year, it's been my first year in the league. So.
No, yeah. You and the Marty squad have been here for a while.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, you schedule every now and then.
The kid that caught your game-winning touchdown, what's his name?
Chad.
We couldn't stop him because he was just a matchup problem. Let's applaud him.
Chad.
From fucking Google.
We're in high demand. All the sponsors coming out.
Look, we're like half the year.
When we were 5-5, nobody wanted us. Now, we're 9-1.
Yeah.
You got people knocking on your door like, hey, we'll be your sponsor.
Yeah, well, that's what I said, man. Everybody shows up.
It's the quarterback, man.
It's the quarterback, you said?
Yeah. He came through. Tom Roofing did thing, so he came through half a few seasons. Like, we're going to get some uniforms. You can't be out here with this record, with T-shirts on. So he hooked it up.
He's not only the MVP, but he's also the sponsor? Yo, applause. Let's applaud this guy. Where did he come from? Damn, that's awesome, bro. That's awesome, bro.
Because it's rare you find that a quarterback that's never played in this league and comes in and dominates. Like you said, the dude from Performance Lab was the first guy that did it, and now your quarterback is the second one who came in, never played in the league before, and is dominating.
I would say winning games. I won't say dominating.
I mean, they're number two.
Yeah. What was their offense rate? Go ahead, my bad.
So here's the thing about, like, the records and the points are big too. Like, I had to play quarterback two games, so like, that's gonna hurt. And then we're missing guys. You know how it is now.
Yeah,
every team does that. But yeah, I thought we put up good points. I mean,
you did. You're number five. You're number five.
By 1 point, you guys. Camden was ahead of you by 1 point, Like, you guys were number five by just
definitely.
A couple points.
Definitely.
Barely Wash was number three by 4 points. Like, they were only 4 points ahead of you. Camden was 1 point ahead of you. So you guys weren't that far off.
You guys just find a way to win. You guys are a physical team, bro. Like, you guys are a physical team. What you guys did against Barely Wash threw them completely off. Every time you blocked two, they were fucking, like, lost. You had the one guy that was supposed to be rushing, dropping back in the middle of the field, but not covering anybody. Then you guys delayed the extra blocker. Then you send him out. And then Jose, instead of Jose trying to go through Marty,
He's trying to go around him
and just running himself out of the play. And Anthony just stepped up in the pocket. I've seen it happen over and over again. I mean,
it worked against them.
It's nice when you have offensive linemen who are able to block, and then they're also like athletic enough to be a valuable receiver. You know what I mean? It's not like a normal center leaking out, catching it, and getting
2 yards. Like, yeah. And
if you spring a block, like Marty got one for 60 yards in that game in the first half.
And you guys, I'm not shocked by that, but and you guys can just throw a 5-yard pass, a 2-yard pass, and turn it into, like you said, 60 yards, man. Like, because you guys all, the play's never over until the whistle blows, and everybody participates in the success of the play, even though the ball's not even coming to them. And not every team plays like
that. Nah, they don't.
And
yeah, man. You can get lucky in spring one of those a game. That's a huge win.
I've seen you guys do it multiple times, though. I've seen you guys do it a lot.
Other teams do it too, though, man. Like Barely Wash, if you're not careful, like they could have a block and that could be 6 points.
They're more of a vertical down the field team. Like
they
throw the ball down the field.
They throw bombs. Yeah.
They throw bombs. But Andrew and Sean and the receivers that they got, which are awesome receivers, Rock Bottom likes to do that as well. Like they'll throw the bubble screen and block. But they throw it to Ike, and Ike is slow as shit, so I don't know.
what happened in that game? I saw it was close. Like, we were watching over at the field. What's the story there?
From what I saw, the Sloth just showed up to play.
I think Brandon's at work right now,
The Sloth just showed up to play. I wouldn't say Tyree scored all the touchdowns. Like, I couldn't even say, like, oh, well, Tyree had a bad game. He didn't have a bad game.
He put up 32
points. Would say that Rock Bottom's defense had trouble stopping the Sloth.
And you said that it's easier to score on Rock Bottom than it is to stop him. So.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy. I thought, like, the Sloth offense wasn't, like, ranked all that high.
It's
not. No, actually.
It's not.
Well, they were 7. At the end of the season, they were 7. Rock Bottom was 1, and they were 7.
But they shouldn't have put up that many points, I would say. But they did. The game was actually closer than what the score was.
It came down to the onside kick, right?
Yeah, it came down to the onside kick. But they like on their second-to-last drive, they got to the 1-yard line on fourth down. It was, like, basically in. If the ref wanted to call it a touchdown, they could possibly call it a touchdown.
Yeah.
He was right there.
I know you said it. You thought it was a touchdown.
I thought it was a touchdown, but from my angle, it looked like a touchdown. But, you know, I guess from whatever. Nobody argued it. So I guess he was I asked Christian, like, what happened? And he's like, yo, he was like a half a yard out. So, I mean, that was on the second to last drive. Rock Bottom was up by 2 scores, tried to score again, and got picked off, and then – the Sloth scored, and then they went for their onside kick. Scored, went for the 2, got it, then went for their onside kick. So, nothing but respect for the Sloth, man. Nothing but respect for the Sloth.
That was some good camera work you had on that catch my boy had.
Man! Who was that, bro? What's his name?
His name is Vince. He's a guy who's up for defensive player of the year.
Oh, Vince the rusher.
Oh, okay. Yo, let's pull that game up.
He's an athlete, man.
Yo, that was a crazy catch.
He caught that ball 11 feet in the air, I feel like. He was so hot.
Joe, I think they were shocked that he caught it.
I was shocked that he caught it. Shocked. Then we hit him for a touchdown. They weren't even moving the next play. They were still thinking about that catch.
I'm going to pull it up real quick.
Yeah, then you got to figure out where it is.
Can you see it?
No, just find where it is on here first.
Oh, all right. That game winning. All right. Let's see. I was watching this. Oh, it's coming up right here.
All right, I think it's the next play. Pause it. I'll share it.
All right. I think it's the next play. All right, we're going to pull up the game, your game real quick.
Show that play.
Show that play. Well, the game-winning play.
All right.
Hey, there's the other Marty clone.
That's my brother, actually.
Oh, is it? I said that you guys could all be brothers. This is the blown coverage you were talking about, right?
Yeah. I don't know what the hell. I don't know what they were doing. I don't know what they were doing on this play.
Barely Washed?
Yeah, I don't know what Barely Washed was doing on this play.
One minute left.
Yeah, Jose ran himself out of the play.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Now, how did they...
It looks like the rest of Barely Washed is just standing there.
You want to walk through this play, man? How did that happen?
I'll tell you how it happens. We hit that crosser. We hit him with that crosser to Vince probably like, I don't know, I'd say 5-6 times that game at that point. So I think the safety got sucked up on that play. And they were, at that point in the game, I think they were playing like a cover three. So like that middle was just gone.
I think Marty released.
Running a route.
Go ahead.
It could have been part of that, but I was actually running a route, but I thought I was going to get the ball on the other side, like a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got to the top and I turned around, I was looking for the ball, and I saw, like, the way my quarterback was, like, adjusting and just launching the ball downfield. I didn't know what the hell was going on. I turn around, I see this ball flying, and no one's near Chad. Like, 30 yards. No one's near him.
I think these two guys here.
Barely Washed.
Yeah. Can you see the pointer? I think this K-Dot and Sean – let's rewind it. He starts out on the when the play starts, he's on the outside. Right here. That's him right here, right?
He's on a deep post.
Okay. A deep post, but you got K Dot on the outside and you got Sean on the inside, I guess playing safety. Now, I believe from what I saw, I thought Marty released right away. I think he snatched the ball and releases right away and I believe that sucks G up, but the second rusher right here
is confused.
He don't know. He's like spying your quarterback like he's going to run, but what is he doing? I really don't know what he's doing because what's he doing? he's not covering anybody until I don't know what he's doing.
He gets confused.
Look, he fakes like he's rushing. I think Marty just took off. Hold on, let's see. Yeah, Marty snaps the ball and takes off. I believe that's what happened. But
yeah, and then they got the blocker, and then there's another one.
But that's Jose. Up. This is the second rusher, but he doesn't go anywhere.
Oh no, that's
because they had
right
two.
There,
they kept two.
It?
They kept two blockers in. Okay.
Yeah, that's Marty.
They kept two
Marty.
Blockers.
Marty
in.
Right
okay.
there. Yeah.
Yeah, they kept two blockers in. I guess I'm talking about a different play. Two blockers in. Jose. Instead of Jose trying to go through Marty, that's Marty, right?
Yeah, he thinks that's the real Marty.
he tried, that's the real Marty? The real Marty.
The real Marty.
The real Marty.
Instead of trying to go through the real Marty, he tries to take the long, long route.
Which gave the quarterback.
He just runs himself right out of the play. This guy wants no smoke.
With the other Marty.
With the other Marty. What's he doing?
He's like 15 yards away from him.
Waiting for a release at that point. We already hit him.
But that's not his job, bro. That's not his job, bro. He's a rusher. He's a rusher. Like, that's not his job. That's somebody in the secondary's job. Watch.
Release it.
All right, so he runs over here to him.
And look, everybody's just watching the ball go flying. Nobody's going after him, nothing.
This crosser right here gets sucked up by G. Yeah, he was so open because Sean,
this guy,
they both
and
bit
this
on this.
Guy.
They both bit on this right here. They both bid on this guy.
That's the crosser we ran earlier.
But remember, he
both saw that.
But he's on the outside. He lined up on the outside and basically ran past. He lined up on the outside and ran past him. And nobody, if he's playing, I don't know what they're playing. I can't even try to guess what they're playing. Because
he said it looked like they were playing cover three.
Oh, yeah. So, is that cover three, dude? I don't know.
They were doing it for most of the game. I don't know if they changed it for that, but most of the game, at least the second half, they had like a three high look.
But what the hell? How do you let a guy run a deep post and
right
not
past
chase
you?
Him?
Right past you.
Like,
they don't even got a guy back
there's
there.
There's nobody
them.
Behind you. I guess you figured the safety was supposed to be back there. I guess. I don't know.
But that was the game clincher right there.
Like,
that was it.
I don't get it. I don't get how Jose runs this. Instead of trying to, Jose is not a small guy. He's rushing like he's Larry.
Well, he didn't want another repeat of what happened with him, with Lear did to him.
I don't know. I'm not saying Marty can't do that to him, but God damn. You can't take the long road.
1 minute left.
What are you taking the long road for?
He didn't want to interact. He didn't want to go through him.
But
he went around
he runs himself right out of the play. Right out of the play.
So Marty just lets him, runs right next to him. Like,
oh,
hey,
yeah. He runs
going.
Right next to him and just nudges him, and the quarterback steps up.
Yep.
And that was
he's
it.
He's got all day.
And
then nobody
it.
Else is coming after him.
It was a good step up, man.
Yeah.
It was.
Feeling the pressure and coming stepping up.
But he's coming so hard and so fast. He has, like, I don't know. Unless he has long-ass arms. I don't know.
This is some analysis going on right now.
I think you should have tried to go through him a little bit more. Like, I watched the rest of the game, part of the games I was watching.
Props to that team. Props to that team. They were good.
Yeah.
They were a good team. They were good the first time we played them. They were good that time. We didn't overlook them either. We knew that was going to be a tough game.
I thought they were going to beat you guys, but.
They could. It was one score game.
Yeah. But you guys made the crunch time
right
plays.
Came down right here, yeah.
The crunch time plays when, you know.
We got away with one. We got away with one, too. At least one.
Nobody should be that open, dog.
Yeah.
Nobody. I mean, no
he's
one should be that open.
He's standing in the end zone by himself.
He's by himself.
In the end zone.
Like, nobody's even close. The outside corner from the other side came running over.
The quarterback's on, like, the 50-yard line. He's wide open
so
in the end
open.
Zone.
I was honestly worried he might have, like, dropped it. It was, like, a weirdo. Like, weird.
Yeah.
But, y'all, I got to roll, man.
All right, man, yo.
Appreciate everything you guys are doing. It was cool. Thanks for
thank you, bro.
For
thank you
thanks
for hopping
for
on here,
on.
Man.
Good luck this week.
Good luck, bro. Yo, you guys actually have a shot. Like,
yeah, you definitely do. I'd like to see you guys go to the league.
You guys, I'll follow up to see who you guys pick for this round.
Yeah. I picked you guys by two.
You're the death wish, man. Have you picked had one right?
Yeah, I've got a couple right. I got a couple right.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, we'll try to do it for you then.
Let's get it, man. Let's get it, bro.
All right.
I'll see you this weekend, buddy.
All right.
Peace. Oh, shit. All right, Kim.
All right, what else you got? That's about it. And then your defense. All right, so offense, your MVPs were Andrew from Barely Watched, Nick Grosso, Cheek from Camden, Nook from Camden, the dude with the dress from Camden, and Christian from the Sloth.
Yeah.
Nobody's got Christian either.
That's my offensive players, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then defense, you got Craig. Craig should be on defense, too.
Yeah.
Lear, and again, the dude with the dreads from Camden. That's your defense list.
Yep. That's my Lear.
I think that's about all we got for today. You got anything else to put in?
Nah.
I think that about covers it all.
So, everybody, thank you. Hit that cash app.
Yeah.
Motherfucking come through.
Be sure you throw some money in the Cash App, Barbershop Talk Radio.
Subscribe
to the channel. Thumbs up the video. Share it on your page. Again, 845, Camden versus Performance Labs. Steel City versus The Usual Suspects. The Prospects versus The Braves. 10 o'clock, Trauma Roofing versus Rock Bottom. Sloths versus Barely Washed. The Goonies versus The Panthers. 11:15, The Ravagers versus The Bulldogs. And For the Win has a bye. That's the schedule for this week. And good luck, everybody.
Good luck.
You know, this is the round.
Asked me if I got one of the games right. Like, I got a couple of them right, man.
This is the game to make it count, because if you lose this week, you're going home. Season over.
Yeah. I didn't even talk about the prospects, because I really don't talk about the teams that we're about to play.
No, we'll
but
do
it's
that
definitely
going to
be.
It's going to be.
I mean,
battle.
Even our season's over.
It
it's
going to
be a good game. It's going to be a good game.
Last time you seen the prospects was Williamstown with Sean.
And they beat us. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that's the last time we played them.
But that was a different prospects team.
That was a different Braves team too.
Yeah. So you know, it should be a good game.
That's when Sean was coming back and forth from North Carolina, and it was just.
They should be favored.
They are. They have the better record. They have one more win than you.
Well, Goonies had the same record as us, but they were higher ranked
team. Because you didn't play Camden.
But
so.
They I mean.
But the prospects have 3 wins. You guys had 2. So, yeah, they are higher than you guys. Not by much, but a little bit. I mean, you guys had a bad season.
Yeah, but, I mean, they had this season. Same season as they did last year.
Yeah, same season. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, man. Do you think the prospects and the Braves are still rival?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think they're going to be a rival forever. Just because you guys haven't played each other doesn't mean the rivalry went away. You just haven't played each other. It's definitely going to be a tough game this week.
Hmm. I don't know.
Why, you don't think you guys are rivals anymore?
Nah, I don't think so. I don't think we're rivals anymore.
No?
Nah, I don't think we were ever rivals.
Yeah, oh, you definitely were. Oh, definitely. At one point in time?
Nah, I just think that...
Prospects are 11, you guys are 13.
Punched them a couple times, and then
they got their punch back.
They got their punches back.
And Williamstown.
And it was over, but I don't think we were rivals, nah.
No,
I would say we're more rivals with the Ravengers.
You definitely were, because you were that one team. Like, remember, before Bill changed the rules and they declared themselves elite, you were the one team, like, that always beat them.
Yeah.
Always
that
beat
wasn't,
them in
that
regular
wasn't,
season.
That didn't consider themselves elite.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
you
got to make, now you got to earn it. If you want to be elite, you got to earn that shit.
I would
shit.
Say that they're your rivals.
Who?
The Rock prospects, I'm sure they think that you're their rival. Who else are they rivals with now?
Who?
The prospects.
I don't know. Maybe the Panthers?
The Bulldogs? The Goonies?
I don't fucking know. I don't know who their rival is. I haven't watched them.
We don't
want to
give them no tackle and fuel.
No, I did see a little bit
of it, but I saw cases on Manny. I haven't seen Manny out there in a while.
I think he was out there this week.
Was he?
Yeah.
Because that was the last time I seen him play was back at the beginning of the season, and Case Sizzle threw a couple bombs to Manny, and then I didn't see Manny out there for a while.
You want to is that Sean?
Yeah, that's old from.
Where did you get that from?
It's Facebook.
Where did I pop up?
I don't know, just videos on the All Star Touch Football League Facebook page.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, you know, this guy had the nerve to ask.
Prospects versus the Braves.
Won't you make a diss song on us? Like,
who?
Jake Cage. Jake Cage, come on, dog. I like you guys. Why would I make a diss song on you guys? Like, come on. You got to win more than one championship back-to-back, like, before you get a diss song.
Yeah.
And I got to be confident in my team.
And they gotta beat you before they can get a diss. Before you can get a diss song, the Braves gotta beat you.
I think it's 4-3. No, 4-2. Them.
4-2. Them.
Yeah. Or 5-2. Them.
Well, didn't you beat them 3 times before?
Nah,
two with Scott. One with Sean.
No.
One with Scott. One with Sean.
We were 2-0.
And that's it. And then they came back.
He beat us.
With Sean and Williamstown.
Yeah, he beat us. Yeah, Sean and Williamstown.
And then they've been winning since then. Last year.
Last season.
Twice. And then this season.
Yeah.
So it's 42 rock bottom.
Yeah.
But coming back for that ass, rock bottom.
Not this season. Nah, not this season.
It's time back to the drawing board this season.
Yeah, fucking square one.
But the Winter Spring League is always better because people don't have their play more leagues and all the other stuff going on. So it seems like more people show up in the Winter Spring than they do in the fall, for your team anyway.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know anymore.
I'm just trying to win a game.
Just trying to win a game, man.
Just trying to finish the season and go from there.
Shout out to everybody.
Good luck this week.
Good luck to everybody.
Hit
that Cash App. Wait, what do you mean Cash App?
He's laughing. Why
are you laughing, boy? Put the Cash App on the is it on there already? Barbershop Talk Radio. Barbershop Talk Radio. Hit that Cash App. What's wrong with donating to something you watch, dog? This shit costs money.
We're not getting paid off of this.
I get paid. What the fuck are you talking about?
What's
wrong with fucking supporting something you like?
We don't have enough watch hours to get paid from YouTube.
We don't. But we're getting there. But whatever.
We need people to start watching our shit.
Stop hating, Owen. Owen.
Owen
dropped a pass hating ass.
He's always hating.
Always. What?
He called him Baby Owen.
A little Similac on his breath, Owen. Can't track a ball, Owen. Dropping passes, Owen.
Beak running Owen.
Beak running Owen. Nah, that's my guy, though. All right, let's roll.
All right, that's it. See y'all on Sunday.
Finish that one.
Don't forget, follow us on all our links. It's-